Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, shares about the fertilizer industry's commitment to sustainability. He also details how U.S. cotton growers can get involved in Washington, D.C. to further communicate the sustainable practices growers are implementing when it comes to fertilizer use.
Priority of the fertilizer industry still continues to be sustainability and the important message that we have to tell. We're in D.C. and our primary focus is advocacy. And so we're expecting 2024 to be a major policymaking year that shifts from Capitol Hill to the administration. As Biden's first term comes to an end, they're going to be looking to get a lot of things across the finish line from a policy perspective. A lot of those policies are very environmental, climate-related items that will have a big impact on fertilizer production, but also on fertilizer use. And so with that said, any of the resources that we have available for our nutrient stewardship so that growers are applying fertilizer at the right source rate, time, and place are very valuable, not only to the grower, to the environment, but also for us as policymakers to tell that story. We're currently even looking at farmers, growers, and their retail partner to be advocates. So it's a year-long program that they can participate in. We bring them into DC, we give them advocacy and media training, we tell their story, and we use them on Capitol Hill and with policymakers as well. So we know we're good stewards of the land, and the more that we can tell that story, the better.